Jen, can you tell us about some of the projects you're undertaking as part of your MPhil?
Well, I'm an Egyptologist, and one of my favorite things about the degree is that I get to do three separate projects. One is a dissertation. It's quite long. It's several hundred pages. And the other two are smaller projects that you do through tutorial essays. So the major project that I'm working on, I actually discovered the topic for at the Ashmolean Museum. So Egyptologists and archaeologists will do these hands-on materials workshops using the Ashmolean collection, where they can take a look at objects based on time periods, so chronologically based sessions, as well as based on materials themselves. So we had one on metals, and they pulled out this weird-looking box. It was empty, and it had a figure of like a shrew mouse or something on top of it. It was made of bronze. And we have to sort of guess what the objects are and what they're made of and things like this before we get to learn a bit more about them. And no one could figure out what this thing was. My supervisor, who led the class, said, "Oh, well, it says in the record that it's a reliquary." And I was like, that's a weird thing to call something from dynastic Egypt. And, you know, you think of relics as church objects, really Christian connotations with the word. And so I decided that I would research these boxes because no one had worked on them before. So my dissertation is a typological study of all of the boxes for these sacred animals, which sometimes have loops so they could be hung up, but probably not on the body. And I'm using the museum in London, the British Museum, for my study corpus. And then my other two projects are on two very late Egyptian pieces of work. One is a corpus of paintings done in wax that were inserted into the wrappings of mummies. They look very Roman and also kind of Greek, but they are from Egypt, and this is this conflict of Egypt and the foreign rulers in Egypt. And I'm looking at issues of personal identity with the portraits. And then the other project is based on this huge tapestry. It's about 4 meters long and almost 2 meters tall, made in linen, also from Egypt, and it's probably from a synagogue, although everyone describes it as being Christian because it's got all of these beautiful scenes from the Bible, but in fact they're all from the Old Testament, and so there's no reason to think that it's not Jewish, which is very interesting. We have very little figural art from the Jewish population in Egypt.